Welcome to Women Reconnecting, a show dedicated to helping women discover the missing link to wellness by taking listeners on a journey away from stress, fatigue, and overwhelm to a life they love. It's time to ascend from the daily stresses of life by reconnecting to your inner radiance so you can play full out and feel alive. With your host, the Reconnection Catalyst herself, Lisa Mizells. Hello and welcome. This is Lisa Mizells with Femana, Women's Wellness Company, and I am so excited today to bring you Sasha Sabath, our guest. And Sasha is going to be talking about some great stuff, but I just want to tell you a little bit about her. Sasha is internationally recognized as a soul purpose expert, master sound and energy healer, emerging public speaker, spiritual business coach, and the entrepreneur's intuition and purpose soul coach. With 27 years experience, she facilitates her clients, students, and audiences in removing blocks to their success, accelerating intuition access, claiming a deeper embodiment of their soul purpose, and by igniting their creative genius for remarkable business and personal soul-derived solutions. She does this by implementing her Divine Triad Toolkit, a customized personal and business mentoring system where she activates broadcasted divine energy called the Transmissions of Grace. Sasha is also an animal healer and intuitive. Sasha customizes each of her mentoring and healing packages to fit one's unique needs and lifestyle after spending sacred time together with potential clients in a complimentary soul purpose and success activation session. So I am so excited to bring you Sasha. Today, she's going to be talking about her Divine Power Toolkit to succeed in sync with your soul, intuition, soul purpose, and energy healing. And this is a path to unstoppable life success and fulfillment that can be harnessed when individuals connect with their intrinsic Divine Triad Toolkit. And this toolkit, she's going to explain it, but this toolkit houses our three divine portals of power, our intuition, our soul purpose, and our energy healing capacities. And when we activate and develop each of these portals, then we are truly unstoppable in our ability to create our desired lifestyles. And today in this conversation, you're going to learn lots of stuff, but you're going to learn how to activate your own divine toolkit for greater peace, love, freedom, and success. Sasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. What a warm welcome. Yay.
Yay. I'm reading all of this information about you, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say and to bring our audience all this great information. So can you tell us a little bit more about what the Divine Triad Toolkit is?
Yes. I designed that when I looked at the various challenges that I was facing throughout my life. And we all have them, especially if you're a healer and you're here to bring greater light. That is an automatic recipe for having to go through a lot of stuff ourselves so that we have the empathy, the compassion, and so that we can develop the alignment skills to understand and help other people. So I had plenty of that to deal with, and I realized that what kept me motivated, what kept me in a sense of self-confidence and hope, what kept me in a sense of feeling like my days were full of meaning that was relevant for me, not just outside influences, but from me and my authenticity, were these three sources. They are the source of our intuition. And in that, I include our conversation connection with our soul, as well as our spirit teams. That means angels and guides, master healers, master teachers. And then there was also the sense of knowing how to transmute, direct, release, and aim energy through our intention and through visualizations and through manipulations of the energy fields that develop when we have patterns and habits and karmas, as well as creating a collected, empowered, I'm trying to find the right words here, an energetic vortex that acts as a generating battery of an intention, so that we're actually using an energy form that's in our auric field to drive our desired outcomes. And then there is the sense of soul purpose. And this means knowing one's path, knowing that what we have lived in our life, what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly, are all part of a very specific design of who we are becoming. And that includes our skills, our talents, our passions, our predispositions, our choices, and basically what we're doing with our time and space as humans on this earth plane. And when you know how to turn and deliberately access each of those portals, each of those facets of who we are, there is this cohesive, powerful foundation that we stand on that is absolutely connected to the essence of who we are. And that's the Divine Power Toolkit.
Wow. So I know you're going to talk a little bit more about what the soul purpose is, but what does succeed in sync with your soul mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. There's this phenomenon called soul alignment. And what that means to me is that we have a harmony, a partnership, a compatibility, a synchronicity, a recognition, a working together of our thoughts, our emotions, our passions, our values, and the vision that is living within us that is longing to play out into the earth plane. So there are those separate components, because each of those components have a life of their own. Hence, people, when those components are not in harmony, we all know what that can feel like. We don't follow through. We maybe become saboteurs to ourselves. We send out mixed messages. We make promises and we don't follow through. I mean, there's a disconnect. There's a misalignment between our declared intention and then what we actually do. Or our declared intention, but our feelings, we don't really feel like it, even though we say we want something or we're going to do something. That's what it's like when there's a misalignment. But when there's a soul alignment, all of those components are working together. There is a thread of truth that links them all together so that people are feeling like they are congruently moving in a desired direction. So to succeed in sync with one's soul is to choose whatever projects, whatever intentions, whether it's business or whether it's personal, that they are moving and making choices and building and creating realities that are in sync with, that honor, that reinforce, that express the truth of what they really want and who they really are. An example of the opposite is, you know, when people say, oh, I know so-and-so, but they do not walk their talk. They teach such and such and they talk about thus and such, but in their personal life, they do this and they do that. And so there's an incongruency. There's almost a lie going on there. There's a misrepresentation of that person, where the essence of who they are, meaning their behaviors and the truth of what they actually are as a person, is, whoops, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Is in complete opposition to what they are saying. When a person is in sync with their soul, all of that is aligned to feed and fuel and nurture and honor the soul of who they are. An example also of where a person is living something that is not in sync with their soul is if they're in a job, let's say, that is just not good for them. Maybe there are relationships at work, or maybe the environment is toxic, or maybe the work that they're doing is in competition with or in challenge of their core values. Then that person is participating in something that is not in sync with their soul. Or if they're in a relationship, personal or professional, and the way that they're being treated in that relationship is just not good, and they're staying in that relationship, that is a scenario that is not in sync with their soul. So when a person creates what I call a soul purpose-based lifestyle, and they have projects, personal or professional, that they are longing to express some deep passions and messages and the mission of what they believe in and what they want to contribute, again, personal or professional, then there is a movement of deep parts of themselves that are expressing, and they are in motion. And that is what I mean by to succeed in sync with their soul.
Yeah, it's what it would look like when you're in fully in alignment, is that your life flows effortlessly. Things come to you that make your life better effortlessly. And you don't have to work hard. There's no friction, there's no resistance. And so to me, it's kind of one way of looking at it is when you are joyful, when you're doing that you enjoy or that brings you joy, then you can feel that alignment. Am I getting this right?
Yes, you are. And there's another expression of what you're describing that needs to be included here. And it's a very sensitive razor's edge, what I'm about to describe. It's very unique for each person. There could very well be long, big pockets of time in a person's life where there isn't that flow, where there is a lot of resistance, where there's a lot of quote-unquote hard work. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that they are not in sync with their soul. That could mean that because of their soul purpose path and what they are to bring out into the world, they need to heal and address and learn aspects of themselves that are still in process. It is an individual reality where only each person may have those kinds of pockets of rigor, let's say, in their life. Does it mean that they should stop what they're doing because they're on the wrong path for the highest expression of their soul purpose? Or does it mean that they have to dig deeper, they have to expand their skill base, they have to reevaluate their subconscious programming, they need to make new decisions that who they are deep inside is more than just that they've been living? And that's something that does not feel like flow at all, and it is like 100% resistance.
Right.
But it's necessary. And
I see what you're saying. And I think that's probably where people, you know, would say that they are frustrated. That's where they get frustrated. But going through, you know, it's like you have a calling or you're feeling guided to do something. And if you're not feeling in the flow or it not feeling like things are going effortless, you still have that drive to continue that path. So is that what you would say is your knowing?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. You said it perfectly. Calling and drive. Yes. And that's the unstoppable part. And so if we link that back to the Divine Power Triad Toolkit, when a person has a keen sense of their soul purpose, can become more of who we want to become so that we can have more of the outer world reality experience that we want, having that soul purpose sense is critical. As well, having that connection to knowing how to work with energy through energy management, that is also critical. And then when you work that energy, there is a releasing, a reducing of that intensity of frustration and pain. And then you're better able to access your intuition, that third portal. And in that moment, what could feel like a really bad day becomes softer, gentler. Maybe it completely turns around where a person feels happy and inspired and hopeful again, or at least they give themselves more freedom to allow the universe to show them what the next inspired actions are.
So can you give us an example of just, you know, one way that we can activate our divine triad toolkit, you know, in day-to-day situations?
Absolutely. So let's take all three portals. We've got intuition, soul purpose, and energy healing. Let's say we're in a situation. Actually, you know what, Lisa? Let's do this. This might be fun. Can you give me an example of undesirable, challenging, not so great life experience?
Well, I can remember working and being in resistance. I mean, I was getting a paycheck and a good paycheck, but I was being driven to do this kind of work, to do, you know, to work at a higher level with the women that I work with, and to kind of develop myself more. And what I was doing, like you were saying, that there's things that you do in your career maybe that you know aren't good for you. I'm, you know, serving food that I know is not good for the people I'm serving it to, which is out of integrity. And so it was a real conflict in me. Is that kind of what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, that's yeah. Perfect. Good. So now let's say you're in that situation still and you want to activate your divine triad power toolkit. And you know that there are three portals. There's the intuition, soul purpose, and energy management portals. So let's take the first one. Let's say we start with soul purpose, because I hear soul purpose as being very much a part of the scenario that you're mentioning here. Mm-hmm. Let's say that here you are in your office at this particular company and you're still at that job and you want to feel better about what you're doing that day. What you would do is you would write out, let's say, okay, what is it about this job that is part of my soul purpose expression? So why don't you think about that? And tell me what you believe your answer is. And I'll tell you intuitively as I'm tuning into you, I'll tell you what I think that job has been as a part of your soul purpose path.
People that I work with, I think that where I can use my coaching skills and start conversations that get people out of the regular mindset that they're in. So kind of expanding and inspiring. And being a role model to the students and the interns that I work with. So, yeah.
Okay, right, exactly. And also what I'm seeing was that job, or if you're, I don't think that you're still doing quite that same way right now. Mm-hmm. But what I'm seeing right now is that the other part of it was it intensified your commitment, your determination, your longing to start adding more of your other work into your life. It sort of like turned the volume up of your determination. So in that sense, that job at that time was indeed serving your soul purpose. So that's pillar number one. Now, I know that you're highly conscious, so let's just play this out for a minute here. Just knowing that, if you go back and you remember a day where you were frustrated as all get out, now that you have that one portal to think about in this way, how does that make you feel about what you're doing that day?
Yes, it makes me feel like what I'm doing is definitely that it's serving a purpose. Also need to be putting my energy somewhere else.
Yeah. And so how does that make you feel as far as the fact that you're doing that work at all? compared to how you felt before, which might have been frustrated and like you're wasting time and that you're just completely off track and you should be doing something different. Now that you have this slightly different interpretation of what you're doing there, how does that make you feel?
Like I should just pursue what I need to do.
Yeah, exactly. And so in that sense, you went from a lower vibration of emotion to a higher vibration of emotion. You see what I mean?
Yes, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so therefore you have activated that one portal of your divine power jewel kit. Got that one?
Yep, got
okay.
it.
Great. Okay, now, so that was the soul purpose portal. Now let's take a look at the energy management portal, the energy healing. Now, when I say energy healing and energy management, I'm using them slightly as a synonym. Energy healing, when I use that term, I mean that it's taking a undesired manifestation and putting an energetic infusion that improves that energetic manifestation. So it could be anything like a headache that goes away or a headache that gets better. It could be that kind of a manifestation. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a manifestation of despair or anger or feeling insecure and worthless and aimless in one's life. That's the undesired manifestation. And then by infusing deliberately a certain kind of energetic flood, then that shift might be to patience, acceptance, hope, determination to use your time better, determination to add more of your passions back into your life. In other words, mm-hmm. it goes from this downward spiral that can almost be paralyzing to developing strength of will and even physical vitality to go and do other actions as well. That's what I mean by energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
Energy management is knowing how to run energy, how to release, how to build, how to direct energy so that an energy healing can happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about activating that. So here you are in this office. You're serving food to people that you know is really not nourishing in the way that it should be. It doesn't have that vital life force. It might even be toxic for all we know. And that really upsets you because it violates your values of what you know about food and nutrition and nourishing the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you could do in that moment to activate your energy management portal is to release the feelings that you're making mistakes, you shouldn't be there, this is not for you, you're violating the essence of your mission in this lifetime, you know, all variations of those things. You release them, and you can release them in any number of ways. I have a very specific formula that I teach people, but for the sake of this call, you could just imagine that there's this magnificent burning violet flame barn fire. The violet flame is typically the flame of Saint Germain that is known to be a transmuting force. And you could just imagine that this barn fire, this exquisite violet, hot electric violet flame is right there in your office with you. And you're just tossing out these thought forms. You can imagine them as being, you know, balls of darkness that you're just shooting into this flame and it explodes. And instead, you fill yourself up with how you want to feel instead. So the key with the energy management in general, is to release what you identify you want to let go of, whether it's pain or concepts or emotions or circumstances, and then you've got to fill that vacuum or else it's going to get sucked right back in. And so you fill it instead with what I recommend for generic purposes. You declare that you are filling yourself up with divine light and love to activate your highest expression of your soul purpose path. So the energy management portal gets activated by you saying, I release, and you fill in the blank, and then I fill myself up with divine love and light and activate the highest expression of my soul purpose path. In doing so, you are activating through intention and visualization this energy management portal. You can imagine yourself shooting out these symbols of undesired energy into this violet flame and then filling yourself with exquisite, dynamic, organic, pulsating, brilliant, pristine, divine light. That's using your energy management portal. Now, if you were to do that even just now, if you want to try it, we can, where you just, you know, release. You don't have to tell us what you're doing unless you want to. But just release an undesired idea into a violet flame barn fire if you want to, and then fill yourself up with light, and then just tell us how you feel. You feel like doing that? I'm putting
sure,
you on the spot.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to just throw out resentment into this violet light. I'm going to throw out resentment into the bonfire, and it's going to explode. And then I'm going to fill myself up and activate the feelings of
divine love, divine light.
Yes.
I activate my highest expression of my soul purpose path.
And I activate my highest expression of my soul purpose path.
And just sit and feel that.
Yeah. Makes me smile.
What did you notice? So you can tell our blessed listeners out there.
Yeah. I'm just kind of giddy. Not resentful at all. Just kind of very, I want to say, giddy.
Yeah. That's the light. That's the light filling you. And it's also a dynamic transmuting process that is going on that I'm sensing, even though this is at a very superficial level because we're here, you know, doing a radio interview. But I'm still sensing that there is a transmuting that's taking place. And that is similar to like when we have an acupuncture treatment or an acupressure treatment or a massage. The energies are circulating in a different way. And that can sometimes also create that, lightheaded, kind of spacey feeling as well. That's the energy management portal. And so you see just from the little bit that you just did that it shifts your state, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. So now that's a form of power, isn't it? It's self-empowerment. So now let's move on to intuition. Ah, intuition. This is what has kept me alive is my intuition. So intuition is the connection that we have between our higher wisdom, meaning what is beyond our logical, studied, what we observe with our eyes, let's say, and what we hear from the world around us through our physical ears. It's another seeing, it's another hearing, it's another sensing. And to access that layer that we all have is the ability to access our intuition. Now, intuition, as I said earlier, I'm going to use that as a container for different influences that come from that higher realm, such as the communications we have with our spirit guides, angels, master healers, master teachers, archangels, the beings on the other side that are in the unseen realms. And it's also in communication with our soul, our higher self, our own spirit. So let's go back to your scenario of you in an office doing a job that is in violation of your values and that makes you feel like you're really not living and contributing in the way that your soul purpose path is truly equipped to deliver in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to use the intuition portal. One thing that always activates one's intuition, it activates one's intuition, is to ask a question of your intuition. And I'll give some examples in a second. Whether or not a person is able to then pick up on the messages coming in response to that question is another story. However, for the purpose of helping people get a jump start, kind of like a jumper cable on a car, to activate the intuition exchange, one way to do that is to ask a question. So one thing that you could do in your cubicle at your job that you're not so crazy about is to ask of your intuition, please tell me, what do I need to know about me being in this job? The question is, what do I need to know? Another question that you could ask of your intuition is, how can I feel better about this right now?
Yeah, and do you want me to answer you?
Sure.
Okay, so... I mean,
yeah, but before you do, sorry, but before you do, what I'm saying for the audience here is that if you're in a situation, you can ask a very simple question of what do I need to know about, fill in the blank, and another one is what do I need to know to do or what can I do so that I feel better about thus and such. Okay, go ahead.
Well, for me, I just, you know, what came up is what do I need to do is I'm not there yet. I'm not where I need to be in order to make a shift, or I'm kind of waiting it out is kind of the feeling I got. Kind of like it's almost there. But there's something that I need to evolve into, maybe, before what I want to happen actually takes place, is what the feeling I got.
Okay, so your intuition responded through a feeling that you were able to put into words.
Yeah, always a feeling for me.
Okay, good. So, you know, I'll talk a little bit about intuition messaging channels in a second.
Great.
Now let's have you ask the question, what can I do, or what else is there for me so that I feel better about fill in the blank?
Yes, and just in general, what's been coming up for me recently is, you know, how to have more fun in my outside life, in what I want to achieve. So making it fun, so it's not all work, 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 work.
Okay, now let's have you ask the question now, in this moment, because the energies are here. You know, we worked with the transmissions of grace before the interview. Let's see what you get now. So the question is, what can you do? You're going to say to yourself, what can I do to feel better about working at this job?
Nothing's coming up.
Okay, good. So that's good, because sometimes we need to phrase things differently. Sometimes if we ask a question of our intuition and there is a nothingness, either the nothingness has a feeling state that we have to identify, or there needs to be a rephrasing of the question. So what I'd like to know, Lisa, is what is it that you would like to have change in the work situation that you're dealing with?
I would like to be able to express myself and not be in a box. That's the frustration that I have, is I'm boxed in and my creativity can't flow.
Okay, so the question that you might ask your intuition might be, let me just be quiet for a minute, I'm going to tune in, just one second. You might ask the question, what can I do to make the best of this situation now at work?
The only thing that's coming up for me is to get as much as I can out of it that I can carry over into my own business.
Okay. And ask your intuition how you can do that where you're having more fun in the process.
Yeah, and I think to be, totally transparent, what is happening is at my job, which I've been, successful for 30 years in my field, I'm confident. I'm confident in there, and that's something I know how to do. I know what I'm doing. I have the skills, etc. When I transfer that over to my business, it's a new territory for me. It's something that I don't know why I have this, these thoughts about why my confidence lags in my business because I'm successful. That has nothing, it's like it doesn't match up. So I'm not sure what the blockage there, but there is some sort of a blockage that I need to figure out, and I think that's what I'm getting out of it.
And so, if you were to notice that you are activating this intuitive portal that becomes a power, how would you describe this answer, these answers that you've gotten as empowering you in some way?
Well, I know that they are, everything that's happening is helping me become more of who I need to be and who I want to be. So it's all a process of my becoming more to be of more service to others and to grow and expand myself into what I am here to be. So I know it's all a process. And so that kind of gives me a little comfort.
And also, if you were by yourself, working on these three portals without talking to me or having an audience listening, you would see that you came up with confidence as being something that is solid as a rock because of these 30 years of experience. And your intuition brought that to the forward in this conversation. And so you would go back and become more peaceful and feel more encouraged and probably regenerate yourself to keep going and to be motivated to just keep at it with your new business because you would have this confidence reference point, this standard that you would transfer over to your business, and that would be something that would silently be working in the background, this feeling of confidence where you know that you're capable of attaining a level of confidence through the competence of your other business, so you can also achieve that in your newer business. And that's where the portal of intuition would also be a empowering tool. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because it's not the skill set that I have. It's the new, the having a new going into a new area is my expertise because I bring my skills, excuse me, my skills there, but it's the business part of it. It's that, the numbers part of it.
Yes, and also what it takes to market yourself. I mean, the whole landscape of being a business owner versus an employee in a company where the company does all that. It's night and day, really. And so if to get back to how do people activate their own divine power toolkit, we've just done that. And when the intuitive channel was being activated in you, it did require some digging. It did require asking questions a different way. It did require going into other layers and then really taking in the answers and how could that make you feel better. And one of the things that I observed in your answers that would make you feel better is knowing that a confidence already exists strongly in you. Some people don't have that. You know, some people don't have a wealth of cellular memory of what it is to be confident about something that they do. But you do have that. You see what I'm saying? It's very subtle. It's very.
Yeah, that's great.
So if a person is sitting in a situation, personal or professional, and they're saying to themselves, you know, I heard this interview with Lisa and Sasha, and they talked about a divine power toolkit. I'm going to activate my divine power toolkit right now. You know, the way that they can do that, we could do a little journey now. You want to do this now?
Yeah, let's do it. I bet the listeners would be excited to do this.
Okay. So let's do this, our wonderful audience here. You know that you have three portals, and you can write this down on a piece of paper. Portal number one is intuition. Portal number two is soul purpose. Portal number three is energy management / energy healing. Now think of a situation where you felt insecure, disenfranchised, lost, self-doubt, needing to have more certainty or confidence about the path that you're on, something where you really didn't feel in your power per se. Let's have you come up with something, everybody. I'll just be quiet for a minute. Okay, so let's have you all take some slow, deep breaths where you're breathing into your pelvic area nice and deep and slow. Inhale and slowly exhale. And again, breathing deep into your pelvic area, nice and deep and low. And slowly exhale. And breathing in again, deep and low into the pelvis. And exhale. Good. Now let's go ahead and activate the first portal of intuition. And we'll do it with the question, what do I need to know about fill in the blank? What do I need to know about fill in the blank? Okay, now what you're going to put in that blank is this challenge, this circumstance, this question, this scenario, this feeling that you might have, this recurring thought pattern that you might have. What do I need to know about fill in the blank? And you have just activated the power of your intuition, because you are getting information that is going to help you manage, relate to, interpret, and take action upon whatever this is that you want to feel better about, or whatever this is that you want to resolve, or whatever this is that you want to do more with than you currently are. So that's portal number one. And of course, you can go back to this when the interview is over and, you know, work on these questions in your own time. Now let's go to the next portal. Let's choose energy management, the energy healing. What I'd like you to do about this is just notice the emotions that you currently feel about this situation. And if you don't feel good, in other words, if there's a downward pull in your mood and you just aren't in your power and you're not feeling good about yourself or the circumstance or the direction of your life, whatever those emotions are, identify them to yourself. Really take the time to sort out, what is it that I'm really feeling? What is this that's bothering me? What is this that doesn't feel right? And once you identify what that emotion is, what that energy is, let's have you transmute it. You're going into an energy management protocol. So what you're going to do is imagine that there's either a big dumpster right next to you that has a hatch that then takes whatever garbage you put into it and it sucks it deep into the earth to be transmuted by Mother Earth. Or imagine this violet flame, exquisite, dynamic, electrifying violet flame, like a barn fire right there next to you, and you toss this energy that you don't want in your space into that, and it explodes into light and it fills your space with spiritual goodness. And then you breathe in and you fill the vacuum that you just created with divine love, divine light, and you declare to yourself, I am activating my highest expression of my soul purpose path. You are declaring and you are intending and you are evoking that you are activating your highest expression of your soul purpose in this lifetime. And continue to notice how you feel. And if you still feel residual energies or you bring up a whole other layer of connected emotions that are part of this mood that you're in, then that's great. That means that you're unveiling layers and you fill yourself up with divine love, divine light, divine power, and you are activating, I am activating the highest expression of my soul purpose blueprint. Now, doing that is also activating power within you, and therefore it is another tool in your power toolkit. Mm. Now, were you going to say something?
I say I love that.
Yeah. Now we'll go to the third portal, which is the portal of soul purpose. And you can add your intuitive access by contemplating and asking yourself the question, how is this situation feeding and nurturing my soul purpose path? How is this situation or this experience fueling and nurturing my soul purpose path? Now, even if a person has no clue what their soul purpose path is, and even if they are frustrated and feel like they are wandering, going nowhere in life, they will get an answer to that question. And if they keep digging deeper by repeating the exact same question and just writing down the answer that you get, you will eventually come to an answer that you did not know existed within you. And you will be able to get an aha out of that. And that aha is going to lead to greater relief, greater peace, greater insight, and most likely greater self-compassion. Now, if you do this exercise and you come to this place of asking about your soul purpose path, and there's just a lot of resistance and anguish and emotions because you're frustrated and you don't know the value of what you're living because it's so bad, whatever it might be, then you can go back to your other tool, your energy management tool. And you can take those emotions and throw those into the barn fire, the violet flame, and command, I am filling myself up with divine love and light, divine power. I am activating the highest expression of my soul purpose blueprint. And if a person sits and just works on themselves by asking questions of their intuition, of asking how this situation is actually fueling and funding almost their soul purpose path, and how this energy management process of knowing what I'm feeling and it feels terrible, and then having the will, the strength to throw that energy into a transmuting imagery and then activating what you do want, I promise you that if a person does that, they are going to shift into a higher vibration. They're going to feel better about what they're doing in their life, and they will be getting guidance from their intuition as to what to do. And that is how to activate your divine power triad toolkit.
I love that. Now, you mentioned partnering before with this your spirit team. Can you tell us a little bit briefly about that? We don't have much time left, but I really want to hit on this. How can we partner with our soul and our spirit teams?
Right. Well, I teach a whole module with my clients and students on how to heal yourself and circumstances with your spirit team. So, and that's a complex process. Essentially, if a person were to ground themselves and set themselves into an exquisite, powerful bubble of light so that they felt grounded with a grounding cord. Again, you know, I teach all this, so I'm just going to do an overview. For a person to set up a grounding cord at the base of their spine. And this is that ties them deep, deep, deep connected to the earth so that they are bringing their soul embodied into their human vehicle, their human nervous system. And then they completely surround themselves with a beautiful golden globe of bright spiritual light. So they're in the center of an egg, let's say, of spiritual light. Then this is them being protected and grounded. And then for them to call upon their guides and angels and to ask for signs or symbols that those beings are there and that they are only going to allow the highest forms of consciousness that are from the highest expression of God's love and life. Only those beings are allowed to come close to you, and that any other beings are not welcome in our sphere. And if they show up, they have to stay far away from you. And it's okay if they show up because we can't control that. But what we can control is the fact that we have our own bubble of high vibration power that's surrounding us, and we are calling upon our guardians and our spirit helpers that are of the light. Then you can start talking to them. And ultimately, we still are the ones that have to make this final decision about what we're hearing. We're the ones in power. We're the ones that are responsible for our reality. We're the ones that have free will. So if we think we're hearing a guidance from a spirit and it doesn't feel right, then forget it. Don't do it.
Right.
Or you're not ready for it or whatever. And then you could say, are you of the light? Only those of you who are of the light are welcome here. And just watch and what happens. And, you know, it takes practice, this type of thing. Some people have the sensitivity and the path where they can immediately tune into their spirit guides on the other side. Sometimes it's just practice. And that's why I teach a whole system on that in my private coaching and groups. But in order to partner with them, it is a relationship where you're not giving your power away to them. You're asking them for your help. You still determine what you're going to do with that help. And you must ask. You know, we have free will. Beings are not going to come in and interfere. I mean, the light beings are not going to interfere with what we're doing. They will make suggestions. They will point things out. They will teach us. But we have to be the ones that take the action.
Great. Awesome. Well, I think we need to wrap it up. We've spent a lot of time learning about the Divine Toolkit, and I thank you so much. I want to ask you just one last quick question. If you had to give one way that women can find their path to a life that they love, what would that one thing be?
Well, that actually makes me think of my free gift. The one thing is to be committed to having the highest, most fulfilling experience in any given situation that they possibly can, because even in the midst of the uncomfortable and the painful, if we're going to have the choice to make the most of it, I would suggest that we grab on to that decision as quickly as possible in the throes of something. And if we're not in the throes of anything negative and we are just simply charting a great day for ourselves, to go for, okay, what can I do today that would be the most fulfilling experience for myself? That's what I would suggest. And then from there, all kinds of wonderful things can happen.
That's great. I love that because it's so much easier to ask those questions and the questions that you were talking about in the Divine Triad Toolkit too, those type of questions when we're in our non-reactive state, when the space is or where we can question and think about it and we don't have that impending, you know, where it's a fight or flight, you know, where we're reacting to something. So I love that. Just every day, even in the greatness of your day, ask that question. I love that. Thank you so much. And where can people get a hold of you? How can they get in touch with you? And what do you have for them?
Yeah. Well, I have a free gift, and I assume you're going to have this on the page, but people can get there at www.entrepreneursoulcoach.com/free with a capital F, and the rest of the word is lowercase, -gift, and the G is capitalized, and the rest of the word is lowercase, .html. And you got to spell entrepreneur correctly or else you will never get to my website. So it's entrepreneursoul, S-O-U-L, coach.com /free-gift.html. And this is my sole purpose intuition and success activation kit. And that is a powerful way to connect with these paradigms and to me, because what's in there is an opportunity to have a no-cost 15 or 20-minute activation session with me. And you also get a subscription into my Soul Purpose Success Tip Series, which comes every week for, oh, I don't know, a long time, like 58 weeks or 28 weeks or something like that. I'm always adding to the tip series. And these are audio tips. There's one video tip that's all about these different portals that we're talking about. And they're filled with exercises and things for you to do in your own personal life right now. It also gives you one complimentary month into my Soul Radiant Success Rockstar membership program, which is an amazing group of people who are so heartfelt and so committed to their own transformation and contributing to their communities. And I do intuitive readings for them. Right? So it's a really wonderful opportunity for them to move forward using the information about these three portals. And all of that, I think there's something else that I put in there. The free gift also is a $500 discount on one of my one-on-one healing packages.
Wow, that's very generous. That's great. Yes, and I'll have your link on the blog. So the listeners, if any of you would like to go, and I highly recommend that you check Sasha's website out and her free gift. So just go ahead and look on the blog post at famana.com and under the radio show, The Women Reconnecting, and you can get all of the information there and a summary of Sasha's page and our talk today. So thank you so much, Sasha, for your time. I know we spent more time than we expected, but I really appreciate it, and I think everybody's got a lot out of it. I know I did.
Thank you, Lisa, and I just think that what you're doing is fabulous and is very needed.
Thank you so much. Well, you have a great day. I'll talk soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As always, we appreciate you listening to Women Reconnecting, where you get inspired to reconnect with who you really are and create a life that brings you joy. With each episode, we bring you new strategies to feel your best and discover new possibilities for your life. Make sure to listen again as we bring you new and exciting guests that will help you to keep moving forward along your path so you can have fun, play full out, and really feel alive. Until next time, enjoy life.